By 2050, Africa's population will reach 2.5 billion, and more than a quarter of the world's population will be African. By the end of this century, nearly 40% of the world's population will be African. Already, the median age of the African continent is 19, compared with nearly 45 in the European Union and 39 in the United States. Can we imagine the power we hold in our hands? Technological advances have made the world feel like a small place. At no other time in our lifetime was that more evident than during the COVID-19 pandemic. By the time the World Health Organization announced the discovery of a new virus in Wuhan, China, that virus was already on an aeroplane to Johannesburg. It was already present in Accra on the roadside as individuals waited for a trotro at the Kwame Nkrumah Circle or seated towards the rear of a daladala en route to Ngaramtoni. If you look beyond Africa, what you find is that that facade of the so-called Global North, a group of countries that have long held themselves up as beacons of democracy and human rights, of liberty, justice, and the rule of law, is fast crumbling. Judiciaries are no longer independent. Citizens and lawful residents are being disappeared by mass law enforcement and then placed without due process indefinitely in detention centers. We see executive overreach and a steady weakening of legislative independence. We see violations of international law. Restrictions are being placed on freedom of speech, assembly, and protest. There's a general loss of liberties and a sharp decline in public trust in governments. Mwalimu Julius K. Nyerere famously said, "One does not judge one state of health by comparing yourself to a sick person." For far too long, we compared ourselves to the West and used what we believe were their standards as our benchmarks for all our endeavors. The reality we see today should serve as a clear call to action. What should be our paradigm in understanding and interacting with the rest of the world, even as we preserve our dignity and cultural identity as Africans?